This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to look at some of the honorable service by so many prominent conservatives to try to defend freedom of speech on college campuses, to stand up against speech codes where they were willing to punish students, sometimes even expel them because of allegedly racially tinted comments that may have been made. There was one famous case at the University of Pennsylvania you may have remembered from more than 20 years ago, where a student was getting in a shouting match with some obstreperous people who were outside his window. They were female. He was male. They were African-American. He was white, and he insulted the women and calling them water buffaloes. And which is a very nasty thing to do. But in a college or university, should that lead to expulsion? I don't remember what the final answer to that case was, but it went on and on and on for years. One of the people who was very prominent in defending the rights to even say stupid things on college campuses and not to try to impose some kind of restrictions was David French. He is a senior editor of the Dispatch. He's also a columnist for The Atlantic. And he's written a very powerful and, I think, an important column that people should take a very hard look at right now. It's called Free Speech for Me, but Not for Thee. David, congratulations on the column. And I want to tell you, I heard about this the first time from my 29-year-old son, who is a great fan of yours, and told me that I should read this because it is much needed. Where have conservatives lost their way on this issue of free speech?
Yeah, it's really a very recent development. So, you know, as you were recounting, for many years, conservatives were combating speech codes on college campuses and trying to keep corporations' free speech rights. I mean, remember, and freedom of religion rights. Remember the Hobby Lobby case from during the Obama era, where Hobby Lobby's religious freedom rights were protected. And then it's been the last year or two, the combination of concern over things like critical race theory or concerns over big tech have caused a lot of people on the right to completely reconsider their view on free speech. And so as of right now, if you look around the country, there are more than 100 bills pending, many of them aimed at creating speech codes, even on college campuses, designed to prevent people from, in their view, saying, you know, radical things on race or gender. And also there have been bills passed in Texas and Florida regulating the corporate speech and policies of Twitter, Facebook, and other social media companies. They've been blocked in court so far, but as speech codes tend to be blocked in court. But there's been a radical change in the political part of the right towards free speech, where in many ways, state legislators are now trying to sharply regulate speech, not just in K-12 schools where they have a lot of freedom to regulate, but in colleges where they don't.
Okay, and first of all, do you think it's appropriate that there should be that kind of distinction between first through K schools, public schools, well, and certainly in private colleges? Even those private colleges take government money, virtually all
right.
Of them. And so the kind of code that you're talking about, Would you say that the parental right bill, as he calls it, that Governor DeSantis has signed into law in Florida, does that go too far in restricting speech, in your opinion?
Well, there's a couple of problems with it. It is absolutely the case that there are a lot that states have a lot of latitude to regulate K through 12. Although I hate the phrase K through 12 because there's a huge difference between K and 12, right? You know,
right.
In kindergarten, people can't even stand in a straight line. In 12th grade, people are actually voters. So there's a big difference. But even if you have a lot of authority to regulate, there are legal doctrines that prevent you from passing laws that are too broad or too vague. In other words, every law that's passed has to be clear enough that a person of ordinary intelligence can discern what it means. And this is actually how a lot of speech codes have gotten struck down at both colleges and K through 12 schools, by passing rules that were so vague, you didn't really know what the law meant. And so that's one of the problems with the Florida law, is that it contains phrases like instruction or age appropriate that are left completely undefined. And so that means that people don't really know what's prohibited and what's permitted. And that's been considered a due process violation for a long, long time. And I wish that legislators would take the time and the care to precisely define their terms and to precisely write their laws so that we don't have this problem.
Right. I mean, I know that in the bill we're talking about, the Florida bill, which the liberal opponents of the bill want to say is the Don't Say Gay bill, what it really stresses is age appropriateness. And I think most people can agree that most discussions about gender identity are probably not appropriate for kindergartners in the classroom. I mean, if you want to have some kind of heart-to-heart talk with your child, or you want to get some therapeutic help, okay, but this is a public school. But the difficulty is they also use that age-appropriate standard all the way through 12th grade. And obviously people disagree very profoundly on age appropriateness. And what you're saying is that's just too vague a standard.
It's very vague, and the word instruction is vague. Does that mean what's in the textbook, or does that mean if a teacher answers a question from a student, is that instruction? A lot of these things are left undefined. And then there's been a lot of hand-wringing about, well, of course, you know, for example, when you talk about kindergartners and young children, of course there shouldn't be sex education, even though this is not a sex education bill. It's only aimed at sexual orientation and gender identity. But there shouldn't be sexual orientation and gender identity instruction in the curriculum for very young children. There shouldn't be sex education for very young children. And by all indications, there wasn't. In other words, there wasn't in Florida, according to the curricular standards in Florida, there wasn't education on these topics for young kids. And so I think a lot of people were being whipped up into a frenzy thinking that, oh, my goodness, Florida schools are teaching K through third grade kids about sexual orientation and gender identity, when no such thing was going on to begin with. And so you pass a bill that's aimed at something that isn't happening, and then at the later grades, you not only don't really define your terms, but you give parents a right to sue the school just when they have concerns. I mean, like, that's literally in the statute. If their concerns, the word concerns, aren't met, then they have a right to sue. And that's a remarkable legal standard. And again, it's very much like the way speech codes used to be written, where the ability to enforce a speech code was often in the hands of the party that was offended. In other words, if I was offended, I had ability to enforce the code. And so this is a real problem. It's very vague. It's very broad, when we should be very precise and use terms that have meaning that teachers can read and understand and know exactly how it regulates their behavior.
You also, in your column, have some concerns with the use of the term grooming. the idea that this is actually has very dark motives indeed. We'll get back to that and more with the author of Free Speech for Me, but Not for Thee, article in Atlantic, David French, coming up. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, speaking with David French, who is one of the most acute thinkers on the conservative scene and somebody who has fought for years to defend freedom of speech. Now the conservative side has been accused of trying to abridge freedom of speech, trying to attack people. and sometimes horribly smear people who may or may not deserve it. You write in your piece in Atlantic Magazine, David, and it's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. You write that there's been a tendency recently to echo some of the concerns of QAnon and to basically attack people who are trying to foist this gender identity curriculum on schools as grooming people, which has a very specific meaning, and I think the people who are using that term understand what that meaning is. It's the suggestion that they're trying to take sexual advantage at some point or somehow by influencing young people who may know nothing at their age, certainly at the very young ages, about gender identity, sexuality, or forms of sexual expression. What's wrong with using that terminology?
Well, what's wrong with it is you're completely redefining a word that doesn't need, that should not be redefined. So grooming is a word that is talking about individually manipulative behaviors designed to prepare someone to be a victim of sex abuse. It's a targeting action that is extremely evil, that is extremely manipulative, and that is very intentional. My wife and I did a long expose almost a year ago now, of a Christian camp called Kanakut Camps, one of the biggest Christian camps in the world. And they had a super predator on the grounds of that camp for more than a decade. And he was very expert at grooming, and it was an intentional, directed action aimed at specific people designed to create victims of sex abuse. Instead, what's happening is people are using that term, which should make every single parent's hair stand on end because it's so terrifying, the idea that your kid could be groomed, and they're applying it to any exposure to even an idea about sex or sexual orientation that you don't agree with. So they're calling it grooming, even if, say, a teacher describes that, that it's legal for two men to marry, or grooming if a teacher describes that it's legal for two women to marry, or grooming if there is a depiction of a gay couple on television. Those things are not grooming. And to call them grooming is extraordinarily inflammatory, and it's very dangerous because not everyone who hears about so-called grooming is aware that these are activists using a term for a political ploy instead of, people using the term in its normal and everyday meaning. And so it creates a dangerous environment because it's extremely inflammatory rhetoric, and it connects with this sort of conspiracy theory out in parts of the country that America is run by or a cabal of pedophiles. And so it's extremely dangerous, it's extremely irresponsible, and then it's used as a means of trying to shut down debate. In other words, if you disagree with this law that is being passed in Florida, if you think it's too broad or it's too vague, then they're calling you a groomer for disagreeing with the law. It's really an extraordinary development, and it's dangerous, and it's frankly bad faith.
And meanwhile, speaking of bad faith, the other side doesn't seem to have any interest in compromising at all. I spoke to my listeners yesterday about this these new curricula in New Jersey for first and second graders. And you've seen some of the details there, I take it?
Yes. Yeah, what you see now is it seems as if people are trying to wage culture war through curriculum. And so if you have a very deep blue jurisdiction, in other words, you've got a lot of people who are pretty radically progressive, then they're going to start to express that in curriculum. If you have a deep red jurisdiction where people are pretty much on the right, you're going to start seeing them expressing that through curriculum, often in ways that are that completely disregard the process of actual learning in favor of culture war. And so, yeah, there is absolutely such a thing as a radical gender ideology that exists, and that in some places in the United States, in some school districts and jurisdictions in the United States, people are putting these sort of radical gender ideology concepts into the curriculum. And it's, you know, it has its own very profound problems, especially as you're introducing concepts about gender dysphoria and other things like that into young minds who are not prepared to process what they are being taught. And it is, so there are absolutely, you know, we're living
well, again,
in a time.
I was just going to interrupt so people know what we're talking about. They have a sample curriculum and sample lessons that, and they suggest that when you're starting with first graders to introduce the concept of gender identity, you start out by saying identity starts with an I, that's how you can remember it. I feel, I know. Gender identity is that feeling of knowing your gender. And it says you might feel like you're a boy or a girl, but you're a little bit of both. Some people might tell you you have boy parts, but no matter how you feel about it, you're perfectly normal. And that's to go to first graders. And then they have very specific and graphic material for second graders about sort of exactly what those body parts are and how they can be used. And I think the key issue for a lot of people on our side, David, on the right side, is the fact that parents are given almost no say in this process.
Right. Well, you know, how much say the parents get depends dramatically from school district to school district. And one of the first things I'd want to know if I'm in that school district is, do I have the ability to opt my kid out of that instruction? And if I don't have the ability, I'm going to demand that. I'm going to go to the principal and I'm going to request and demand that my kid not be exposed to that. And because what we have thousands and thousands of school districts with thousands and thousands of different standards, and it's so important as a parent to know your school district, to know your kid's curriculum, and to know what your rights are and your privileges are as a parent to remove your kid from instruction that you believe is harmful.
David French, his piece, Free Speech for Me But Not For Thee, runs in Atlantic in the month of May coming up. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Frank James, the black nationalist suspect in the Brooklyn subway mass shooting, is in police custody. Police arresting him in New York City's East Village Wednesday afternoon. As far as how the arrest was handled, NYPD Chief of Department Kenneth Corey.
Crime Stopper tip comes in. reports that the mail is in the McDonald's on 6th Street and 1st Avenue in the 9th Precinct down on the Lower East Side in East Village. Officers respond to the McDonald's. He's not in the McDonald's. They start driving around the neighborhood looking for him. They see him on the corner of St. Mark's and 1st, and they take him into custody. No incident in taking him into custody.
President Biden is authorizing another $800 million in taxpayer money in security assistance for Ukraine. That includes helicopters, artillery systems, ammunition, and armored vehicles. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, it is a great opportunity right now to find out more about the world of high-tech startups. There's so much nervousness about the economy, the future of the economy, and particularly a potential of a coming recession with all of the inflation and all of the economic difficulties we have at the moment. And one of the things that is not going to disappear is the idea that sometimes startup companies can do incredibly, incredibly well. You can be part of it through our crowd. Find out about the kind of companies and what they are doing and what they have achieved and the success they've had in the past. About half these companies are located and started in the nation of Israel, and about 45% here in the United States. Check it out. Look for our crowd banner. Go to michaelmedved.com in this Holy Week, as it is for Christians, and with just a couple of days before the beginning of the Passover holiday this Friday night. It's a great time to look into how the Holy Land has become, as it's been referred to, the startup nation. And again, you can play a role through crowdfunding at Our Crowd. It costs absolutely nothing, no obligation. Check it out and find out about what is going on. There is something that is going on, and it's one of those indicators, it seems to me, of how as much as people want to look down on culture war issues, They are very profound. They involve the rights of parents to guide their own children. They involve the rights of people to mind their own business. And there is a great tendency to not only want people to accept and leave alone some of the more radical progressive ideas of changing sexual roles and changing nature of relationships and marriage, but to actually support it with your tax money. And there's an interesting article. I had not heard about this case before. The headline in New York Times says, gay couple files complaint over New York's denial of in vitro fertilization coverage. Okay, it is not a gay female coverage. It's two gay males. And you might be asking, what exactly would gay males want with in vitro fertilization? And this involves the desire on their part of this gay couple to hire a surrogate and to have basically public funding pay for the entire process of in vitro fertilization of that surrogate, presumably, I would guess, by one of these two gentlemen. And here is the story. A same-sex married couple said in a complaint filed yesterday that the city of New York discriminated against them in denying them in vitro fertilization coverage under the city's insurance plan for city employees. The couple, Nicholas Majapinto, who is 36, and Corey Briskin, who is 33, claim that the policy discriminates against them based on their sex and sexual orientation, and that if they were female or in a heterosexual relationship, they would have access to the IVF benefits that city employees are entitled to. Mr. Briskin was, until recently, an assistant district attorney. Under the city's insurance benefits policy, a covered person is only eligible for such services when they are deemed infertile. The policy defines infertility as the inability to conceive after 12 months of unprotected intercourse or intrauterine insemination, a procedure that inserts sperm directly inside a uterus for a period of time. Now, again, in vitro fertilization is a wonderful, wonderful thing for couples that want to have a child. But the idea that there should be a requirement for gay male couples to pay for, have the city, and this insurance policies through the city, pay for the in vitro fertilization and a surrogate, a process that they estimate would cost $150,000 to $200,000 because they want a child. And of course, if you're talking about conceiving a child, a gay male couple is going to be infertile. I mean, that's the nature of it. It's one of those differences, and there are some differences between gay marriage and heterosexual marriage. And the idea that the government should see to it that gay male couples are provided with a service, that there's no discrimination between a woman who is married in a heterosexual relationship or even a woman who is married in a heterosexual relationship or homosexual relationship, that woman, chances are, could conceive and benefit from in vitro fertilization. But this whole idea of bringing a surrogate into it It's mind-blowing that in 2022, said the lawyer for these two guys, that in 2022 we're still having the conversation about a policy that so clearly excludes gay men because of horribly antiquated views of homosexuality, he said. We got the ability to get married, and the rest would have been kind of smooth going, except that we were sorely mistaken. The couple claims the policy reinforces the idea that gay men are not fit to be parents. See, there's nothing here preventing these gay guys from becoming parents. The question is, is it basically standing in their way if what is being done here is just a refusal to pay for it, and to pay a great deal of money? And this is going to, of course, be a very attention-getting case. These two guys sound very sympathetic. They sound like nice guys. Mr. Majapinto said the other thing, that we don't want to lose sight of is that we want to bring home a baby. And short of getting the benefit from the insurance, we can't do that from a financial perspective. We just don't have the money. The couple estimated that the entire process, including the surrogate fee and multiple rounds of IVF, could cost between $150,000 and $200,000. And look, I think there should be some kind of contempt or negativity or hatred of any kind to this couple who wants the joy of being parents? No, but do I think that the public should be required to pay through tax money because this is a government agency? They also seem to make the point that other private insurance companies for private employers should also be sanctioned.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Michael Medved show, one of the things that I think you have to watch out for with some of these cultural issues is when conservatives in particular abandon commitments that have been part of the conservative identity forever. I mean, for instance, it's been very, very strong support from conservatives that have allowed the FBI to become the most respected law enforcement agency anywhere. I mean, anywhere. And the idea that there are so many people on the right now who are questioning the FBI or specific leadership in the FBI. James Comey, okay, lots of problems. And I understand that. But again, when you have people right now who have replaced Comey, and really there's been a great deal of house cleaning and at the FBI, giving some respect to our nation's premier law enforcement agency, particularly in a day when I think the whole world is celebrating the capture of this guy Frank James, who shot up all those people on the subway, is really sad. But then again, to take out anger on the military and to trash the military, where basically, I mean, some of the most popular Republican presidents that we've ever had. Dwight Eisenhower, if you actually look at the votes that he got, was, other than the fact that in Eisenhower's time, the Democrats still had the solid South. There really wasn't any Republicans to compete against Democrats in the South. Eisenhower was as popular as Reagan. He gets huge popular votes and huge electoral votes and a made strong showing in the Congress. They never quite took the House of Representatives. But actually, they did. The very beginning of Eisenhower's term, he had the House and the Senate. But look, Eisenhower was a general and represented the U.S. military, and the U.S. military was something that actually united all Americans, but had particular support from conservatives. And now you have an article saying that Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says that joining the military is like throwing your life away. due to President Joe Biden's foreign policy. She was on with Fox News host Lou Dobbs on April 9th. And Green also listed other reasons why people should not join the military, including the vaccine mandate and woke training. She made the remarks after Lou Dobbs questioned the quality of people that are in the Defense Department in Biden's administration, like the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, General Lloyd Austin, and suggested the military was struggling to attract new recruits because people have seen the way they've been treated. During the interview, Dobbs questioned why people should join the U.S. military if they will be enlisted as boots on the ground to fight wars abroad, with around 100,000 American service members currently deployed across Europe amid Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Now, the reason those people are deployed is to defend our allies who actually joined us under Article 5 of the NATO Charter, joined us to defend our own country by striking back with us in Afghanistan against al-Qaeda. And this is what the exchange with Lou Dobbs and Marjorie Taylor Greene sounded like. This is on April 9th. Listen.
In his or her right mind would say, sign me up for that, Sarge. I can't wait. Who would do that?
I don't know. Not my son, and I know a lot of young people don't want to have anything to do with that. It's like throwing your life away.
Okay, it's like throwing your life away? And then she said this, we may not have time to come back and get you, but you know it'll work out all right. I mean, Dobbs said, who in his her right mind would say, sign me up for that, Sarge, as you just heard. And she said, not my son. I know a lot of people and how they've been forced to take the vaccine, and the ones that didn't want to take it have been discharged. Who wants to be treated that way? Green also suggested the rules of engagement mean that people are shot at, killed, and maimed before they're allowed to fire back and defend themselves. It's a disaster from the top down and the bottom up. We can add in the training, the woke training, where they have to undergo this ridiculous ideology of the sick and satanic left. Green appeared to be making reference to a letter sent to Army General Mark Milley by GOP Senator James Imhoff, the top-ranking Republican in the Armed Services Committee, and 11 other Republican senators, which expressed concerns that service members were spending millions of hours getting training on extremism, stand-down climate change plans, and diversity, equity, and inclusion. Green also appeared to be echoing the rhetoric of the QAnon conspiracy theory movement while describing the left as satanic. Look, to say that enlisting in the Army is throwing your life away, she's perfectly free to make that point with her own children, but I think that the idea that she is a conservative who, by the way, now does have challengers in the Republican primary. And I think that's a good thing. There is another story about another controversial conservative congressman, or allegedly conservative congressman. I'm not sure how conservative he really is. But Matt Gaetz, who is facing charges about transporting underage women across state lines, plus stuff that's very unpleasant, is now the star of a new cringe new rap video. Now, I didn't know there was such a thing as cringe rap, but apparently there is, in which he is celebrated as former President Trump's chosen one. And in the song, two rappers, they're white rappers, who are known as Forgiato Blow and JR60, this just dropped Monday on YouTube. In the song, the rappers hail Gates as a rare gem who was not part of Washington's swamp, along with the controversial Representative Madison Cawthorn, Republican of North Carolina, who deserves respect. some of the lovely lyrics here are, tell these slow snowflakes I'm like Matt Gaetz and Madison Cawthorn. Tell these bums come and take my guns. It's uncalled for. Trump did 4 years in the office. He ain't never start wars. Y'all living in a fantasy like this, beep, is Star Wars. He's the chosen one, yeah? Dedicated congressman, Matt Gaetz. Show him love. Forgiato Blow also accuses both CNN and MSNBC of lying in the song, which could be a nod to reports on accusations that Gaetz had sexual relationships with a 17-year-old girl. He has denied the accusations. Gaetz and Forgiato Blow, whose real name is Kurt Jantz, first met in 2021, and the music video, which is unforgettable, was filmed in February during CPAC in Orlando. Okay, coming up on the Medved Show, we're going to be speaking with Judge Earl Glock, who is the chief policy officer at the Cicero Institute in Texas. And he was formerly a visiting professor of economics at West Virginia University. He received his PhD in history, focusing on economic history from Rutgers University. Very distinguished background. And what he talks about is how Housing First is a failure, and that something else is needed to deal with the problem of homelessness, which is spread all across the country. We're going to be then later speaking to Wilfred Riley, the author of Hate Crimes Hoax, talking about the California supermom, Sherry Papini, who admits finally to faking her own kidnapping and collecting $30,000 in victim compensation. She issued a groveling apology and accepts a plea deal after claiming she'd been abducted, abused, and branded during a 22-day ordeal. We will get to that. Why do people do this? What is the possession other than greed? We will get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.